On my Lionel, I pretend to ride to take a trip back through my life. On the Baltimore and Ohio.
We've been fans of Becky's for a really, really long time. We've recorded some of her songs. We've recorded, I believe, two of her songs. That's the High 48s. So I always had it in the back of my mind that we would someday be able to make this work.
One of those High 48 recordings of Becky Schlegel is underneath us right now, Baltimore and Ohio. How'd you come up with that one?
Well, we were looking for songs about trains. We were recording a train album, and we just shot Becky an email and asked her if she had any songs about trains, and it turns out she had quite a few of them. This one was about a man who grew up along the Baltimore and Ohio railway as a child, and it's sort of about his memories.
And at the station I could see my grandma waiting there for me. Down the tracks together we would go, riding on the Baltimore and Ohio. As I ride the rails, I think about how much I love that paper route. Just a young man driving army trucks. Through the window of this train I see him roll, high upon the Baltimore and Ohio. And for every rider on every car, there's a place here in my heart. I get off, I just want them to know.
We're speaking with Eric Christopher of the High 48s, and the 48s are doing some work with Becky Schlegel. What's it like working with Becky?
It's a nice change of pace for us. We're used to playing a lot of fast, really hard bluegrass, and that's really not Becky's jam. She writes really kind of atmospheric, you know, mid-tempo songs, and that's something that we're all sort of just aching to do after hammering out bluegrass for all these years. And she's an amazing singer. And one thing that we really love to do in this band is to sing harmonies, a lot of three-part harmonies, and they're absolutely amazing. That harmony stack with Becky is something else.
You did a studio session with her not really that long ago.
Yeah, we went down to a Little Big Studio in Cannon Falls and recorded a single late last summer with Brent Sigmuth. It's a tune of hers called Laramie. We changed it up a little bit. We even added a pedal steel on this song, and I played mandolin instead of fiddle. I'm actually playing mandolin a lot when I play with Becky, so it's a chance for us all to wear different hats a little bit.
I think you're right beside me, but winding rails is all that I can see. Maybe the moon can remind me, your pretty smile is fading fast, it seems.
Eric, what do you think Becky Schlegel sees in the High 48s?
Well, Becky, you know, her roots are really in country and in traditional country, but she also used to play a lot of bluegrass. In fact, that's how we got to know her. She was part of the bluegrass scene, so it's kind of a homecoming for her in a way.
Yeah, but it differs from her current normal, wouldn't you say?
Both Becky and we've been doing the same thing for a long time. We've been in this business a long time, and we've kind of been doing our thing. And after a while, you get restless. You want to try something new. And I think this is sort of an opportunity for both of us to show what we do in a different light.
What are your shows with Becky like?
Well, I think there's going to be a lot of variety in the set list. We'll be doing a lot of her songs. She'll be doing some of the songs solo on her own, but she'll also be playing with the band a lot. And then we'll sort of break it down and do some of the hard bluegrass that we were known for, and maybe some duo work. We'll be doing some banjo fiddle stuff. I don't know. We're going to keep it kind of loose and just play around with the set lists a lot. There's a lot of things we'd like to try out with this combo.
Eric, the High 48's repertoire with Becky Schlegel will pull from lots of sources. But as far as the High 48's hard-driving songs, what's your current favorite?
Well, one of the HDSs that sticks in my mind right now is a Don Stover song called Things in Life. We recorded it live on our most recent band record. It's a song I think that has sort of a positive sort of theme to it. It's got a lot of soul. Things in Life, it's a hard driving song, but it's also kind of introspective.
Now I'll just sit and wonder why life has to be this way. But after all is said and done, I'm sure God has his say.
For information about Becky Schlegel and the High 48s, the addresses are BeckySchlegel.com and TheHigh48s.com.
Now when they lower my casket down in some lonesome grave to rest, you can take one last look at my face. You can say I've done my best.
This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.